The CIA is analyzing an audio tape that surfaced yesterday, purportedly from al-Qaeda's second-in-command, Ayman al-Zawahiri. The voice urges Muslims to stage preemptive attacks against the U.S. and its allies. The recording is fueling concern that terrorists might try to disrupt the U.S. presidential election. In recent weeks, Bush administration officials have been warning about the possibility of such an attack. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge cited what he called consistent and credible threat reporting. Some Republicans have even said al-Qaeda might want to see John Kerry in the White House. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah said terrorists, as he put it, are going to throw everything they can between now and the election to try and elect Kerry. Even Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage suggested terrorists were trying to influence the U.S. vote against President Bush. Mr. Armitage was grilled about his comments this past week by New York Congressman Gary Ackerman.
What evidence is there that they're trying to influence the election on behalf of a particular candidate? Or is this part of some kind of strategy within the administration to make it look like terrorists or Democrats in favor of John Kerry, and the administration is just the American patriots trying to protect the American people?
As I said,
I
know...
Is this a lot of hokum, or is there evidence as to this?
Well, I'll try to answer it, Mr. Ackerman. I don't know of any evidence of that. I said it was a careless remark that I made, and I've explained it.
Since politicians have been speculating about which way al-Qaeda wants the vote to go, we thought we'd try to find out what, if anything, the terror group itself is saying about the presidential race. Our regular weekend host of All Things Considered, Jennifer Ludden, checked in with two analysts who monitor extremist websites.
Paul Edel is a British journalist who's covered the Middle East for 25 years. He says in scanning terrorist websites, he's seen nothing to suggest that al-Qaeda or like-minded groups want to see President Bush defeated.
Absolutely the opposite. There hasn't been a great deal about the American election on the Islamist websites yet. In fact, there's been a general lack of high-level ideological material in recent months, possibly as a result of pressure on or the disruption of al-Qaeda's network in Afghanistan and Pakistan. If you recall, the capture of a communications specialist who was relaying messages for Osama bin Laden and Ayman Zawahiri a couple of months ago. So there hasn't been very much, but what there has been would suggest that, if anything, al-Qaeda would like to see Bush reelected.
Edel says the most concrete example came in March in a statement put out by the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade, which Edel describes as a black propaganda unit.
And they said quite explicitly, addressing President Bush, "We say to you that we are very eager that you should not lose the forthcoming elections. We know that a single big operation would destroy your government, but we do not want that. We will not find anyone more stupid than you who deals with matters with force rather than wisdom and intelligence. Yes, your stupidity and religious extremism is what we want, for our nation will only wake from sleep when it faces an aggressive enemy." Goes on to say that Senator Kerry is no different in substance of policy, but Kerry will kill our nation while it's not looking, because the Democrats have the cleverness to make unbelief attractive and persuade the Arab and Islamic worlds to swallow it in the name of civilization.
In other words, Edel says, the message claims Kerry would be better at selling hated Western values to the Islamic world. The author of that tract, the Abu Hafs al-Masri Brigade, claims affiliation with al-Qaeda. I asked Edel if he believes they are linked.
Now, I think that Abu Hafs al-Masri are quite problematic to analyze, and that clearly they have claimed responsibility for things which we can be as certain as we can be were not even acts of political violence, like the power cuts in North America and Europe. However, I think that they certainly reflect the sort of thinking that we know from other documents comes from al-Qaeda, and that's why my conclusion is that they're a sort of black propaganda unit.
Gabriel Wyman is a communications professor at the University of Haifa in Israel, and until this summer was a fellow at the U.S. Institute of Peace in Washington, D.C. Wyman agrees radical Islamist websites haven't featured much at all about possible attacks aimed at disrupting or influencing U.S. elections, and he's not surprised.
You will never find anything that specific. I mean, threats sent to the states, threatening the U.S., attacking the U.S., attacking the president and so on, are there, and they were there since long time ago, many years ago. However, there were never specific targets mentioned, and never specific dates, and never mentioning of elections or anything like that. However, in the check rooms of sympathizers, and there are hundreds of them, of sympathizers and supporters, you can find chat, or as they call it, the chatter, about attacking the states, about the outcome, if it will be before the elections, and so on.
Wyman dismisses any threat of attacks in chat rooms. These are not the real terrorists' writing, he says. They're merely describing their wishes. But he says the chat rooms do have more detailed talk about the U.S. elections.
You have people who will argue that Bush should be punished because he's the source of all evil. And some will argue that even if it will bring Kerry, it's not the issue of Kerry. It's more important to take revenge from Bush. So I would say if there is something like referring to the people, it is not that sophisticated as calculating the impact on the American politics as the idea that Bush is the hated one and the symbol of all evil.
Gabriel Wyman is a professor at the University of Haifa. We also heard from British journalist Paul Edel on what Islamist websites are saying about the upcoming U.S. elections. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.